Yo, welcome to Sports with Balls, y'all. St. Louis edition. That's right, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, from the hotel room. I told you guys I would do a show or three this week, so today's as good as any, man. Welcome to the show. I'm Jeff Michael. This is Sports with Balls. Man, hope you guys had a good week so far. It's a hump day on a Wednesday. We had lots of stuff going on last night in the NBA. I know. I told you guys I wasn't really going to jump into the NBA until playoff time. So guess what? It is playoff time. Huge development happening from some news last night in the NBA. We'll get into that. Caitlin Clark still breaking records. Got to get into that a little bit. There's not a ton to go over. The NFL draft is coming up. That we're really going to start getting into as the week ends. And then, of course, on Monday, probably on Friday, we'll get into the NBA or NFL draft a little bit more. I will be back in Houston tomorrow evening. So before we get going, got to thank a couple of people, as always. Number one on the list, Christian's freaking tailgate, man. This place is unbelievable. Get up there as soon as you can. Go to one of their five Houston area locations. Go to christianstailgate.com. Find one near you. And then Bailey Roofing and Construction, brand new to the Sports with Balls set. Garrison Bailey over there. Give him a shout, 281-961-2872. That's GB at BaileyRoofingConstruction.com. Go check him out, man. And, of course, Austin Bauer. What's up, my man, at Diamond Auto Spa? Always jamming up. Y'all should see his cars, dude. Cars and trucks, vans, vehicles, man. You got to see what this guy does. Does amazing, amazing work. Diamond Auto Spa, specializing in paint protection film, ceramic coating, and vinyl wraps. Detailing is just the beginning. All right, well, I don't know if y'all watched it. You may or may not have watched the NBA play-in games last night. I did not. You know what? I take that back. I went to dinner with a couple of folks last night, and I did watch them. So, well, you know what? I almost forgot. Let's go over the holidays today, and then we'll jump into that. Today is April the 17th, and there's a few of them. All right, I haven't even looked at these yet, so these are going to be a shocker to me. National Cheeseball Day. Sure. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah day. What do we got? Ford Mustang Day. Boy, do I have some jokes about that. We used to call those the, man, I don't even know how I could say this on air. Well, screw it. Stripper car. Ford Mustang Day, International Bat, as in the Flying Bats Appreciation. Does that coincide with Batman Day? Because now that would be cool. International Batman Day. It's National Banana Day. Malbec, if you like some red wine. Dude, today is National Crawfish Day. That is what I'm talking about right there. Those of you up north that are listening to podcast version, whatever, I don't know if y'all have crawfish up there, but down south, crawfish is amazing. Christian's Tailgate just had a huge crawfish boil. Go get some crawfish today, April 17th. Go to Christian's Tailgate and grab some crawfish on Crawfish Day. National Kickball Day. No Limits for Deaf Children Day. There we go. Like that one a lot. What did I get? Circus Day. Homelessness Matters Day. Jennifer Garner's birthday. We all know who she's married to. That's about it. So get some crawfish, play some kickball, eat a banana. There you go. On this April 17th, 5 days away from my birthday. So, all right, guys, welcome into the show. I teased it a little bit before about the Warriors and the Kings, Lakers and Pelicans last night. I went to dinner. Wasn't anything huge, but it was on TV. The Lakers and Pelicans game was on TV. So I watched it. First quarter, Pelicans played great basketball. Zion played a great game. After the first quarter, the game was out of hand until the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, the Kings, not the Kings, sorry. Pelicans made a great comeback. Zion gets hurt, goes out of the game. The game's over. That's it. It's done. I would like to know the injury that he had And they still have a game left, all right? Because the way the system works is 9 and 10 play. If you lose that game, you're out. 7 and 8 play. If you win that game, you play the number one seed, so the Lakers will play the Nuggets. But if you lose that game, you still got a shot, right? So they got to lose 2 games. And, of course, they're going to have to play – hold on. Zion – okay, I'm trying to look up his injury. They're going to have to play the Sacramento Kings. And Zion is maybe not available for that game. I don't know what they – it's a left leg injury, and they designated it as a – like a tweak or something. It's not even like a pulled muscle or a sprained knee. I don't even know. He had 40 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists, and he left with a little over 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 3 minutes and 13 seconds, and he was pissed. I don't know what it was, but why do you not stay in that game? It had to be – look, if he couldn't stay in that game and plays the next game, wow. Wow. These play-in games, something else, man. Says his right now left leg soreness, and he's going to get imaging on it today. Interesting. And Zion, who's been noticeably absent from the court for years now, played 71 games this season. That's awesome. And I don't want to say they made the playoffs. Do you consider this making the playoffs? If you're in a play-in game, is it making the playoffs? I don't know. But the Pelicans will have another game. They play one more because they were the 8th seed. Yeah, 7 plays 8, 9 plays 10. All right, so they were the 8th seed. They got one more game, and they're going to play the Sacramento Kings because the Kings destroyed or dismantled the very off Golden State Warriors. This was a brutal game. Not right now. Sorry. Housekeeping at 8:42 in the morning. Interesting. Weird. sorry about that. The Kings and Warriors went at it last night. Kings won 118-94. Golden State Warriors played brutal basketball. Klay Thompson 0 for 10. Let me read you some of these stats right here. This is bad basketball. Draymond Green had 12 points, only 3 rebounds, 6 assists right there. That's bad. Bad. 3 rebounds for Draymond Green. He was a negative 22 point differential. Steph Curry, 8 for 16, 3 for 7 from 3-point land, only 22 points. Klay Thompson, 0 for 10, 0 for 6 from 3-point land. Brutal, and they are out. Golden State Warriors out of the playoffs. And is this the end of that era? I don't know what Golden State is going to do now. I have no idea. No clue. Klay Thompson was seen after the game kind of taking in the atmosphere and pretty much knowing that that was his last game in a Dubs uniform. Do you trade Steph? Do you start a rebuild? Do you get rid of Draymond? That big three, 4 championships? Just an incredible run by the Golden State Warriors. But looks like the big three of Golden State will be dismantled. And is that the end? Steph Curry, twilight of his career. Klay Thompson, just a rocky season, man. Remember, he started off absolutely brutal as well. The whole season's been bad. And it ends on a very sour note. They got outscored 37-26 in the third quarter, and then they got outscored 27-18 in the fourth. The third quarter is the bread and butter of the Golden State Warriors, and they got blown out by 11 in the third. It's just they only won one quarter of that whole entire of all 4 quarters. And the stat line is 8 for 26 between Curry and Thompson. And Thompson going 0 for 10. Draymond Green with 3 rebounds. That's it. You're done. And these Golden State Warriors are done for the year. They are out. And now we just sit back and wait and see if they're going to start a rebuild. Does Curry get traded? Does he try to go join another team? Because this is it. Golden State's done. Draymond, where's he going to go? What's going to happen with him? Klay Thompson obviously is out. Again, he was taking it all in after the game. Last one in the locker room, just kind of looking over the stands and taking a breath of fresh air and basically saying goodbye without saying goodbye. On the flip side, the Sacramento Kings went absolutely ham. Sabonis with 16 points, 7 of 14. Barnes, 5 for 11 with 17. Murray, 32 points. De'Aaron Fox, 24 points. Ellis, 15. All starting five in double figures. Man. Kings look good. And now they're going to go play a Pelicans team that may be without Zion. You can almost pencil in the Sacramento Kings into the playoffs. I don't know if I like these playing games, man. It's 10 teams. So that means four teams from each conference don't get in. Four out of, five teams in the Eastern Conference didn't make it. And five teams in each conference did not make it. Western Conference actually a little bit better. But look, you got to, of those five teams in the West, let's say Portland and San Antonio rebuilds. Memphis, I guess without Ja, are they a rebuild? I don't know. Houston looks okay, and Utah. I mean, those are teams you weren't going to make it anyway. The bottom five teams, and if you go into the East, it's brutal over there. Detroit rebuild, Washington rebuild, Charlotte rebuild, Toronto rebuild, Brooklyn rebuild. So all five teams at the bottom of the Eastern Conference, they weren't making it anyways. They weren't going to make they're all rebuild teams. So basically, if you're somewhat competitive in basketball in the NBA, if you have under 500 record, especially the bottom two teams in the Eastern Conference, you're going to make the playoffs. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. Like, you have a 70% chance of making the playoffs before the season even starts. What? NBA, man. They had that play-in tournament. Not play-in, but they had that in-season tournament at the beginning of the season. Just, oh, dude. So, anyways, Pelicans are going to play the Sacramento Kings, and the Los Angeles Lakers now are onto the first round, I guess it would be, facing the Denver Nuggets, where the last eight games, the Los Angeles Lakers are 0-8, 0-4 in their last playoff games, and including getting beat down last year by the Denver Nuggets. So, Lakers. But, you know, everybody wants to talk up the Lakers right now. Wow, they've been playing good since February. They've been, come on, man. God, dude. The storylines in the NBA are very, very scarce, and they just try to make these things up. Like, who's going to win the MVP? Look, it should be the Joker. Now, are they going to give him three? That'll be his third one. Are they going to give him back-to-back? I highly doubt that. That kid from SGA from Oklahoma City should probably get it. But we don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the MVP in the NBA. Does it really matter? How many people are paying attention? How many people, I want to know, since 2.3 million people, or what were the numbers yesterday? Hold on the WNBA draft. Let me see here. I'm going to pull this up. WNBA draft had 2.45 million. It peaked out at 3.09 million. Were the numbers for the WNBA draft bigger than the play-in games for the NBA? I will find that out today. And of course, they haven't come out yet, but I want to know. I want to know if the WNBA draft just trumped basically playoff games, or they are playoff games in the NBA. If so, wow. Holy crap, man. NBA. I don't know what Silver needs to do. The commissioner of the NBA, it's just not that entertaining, man. It's just not. I don't know how else to put it. It's just not that entertaining. There's not a polarizing figure that makes me want to watch basketball. I don't know. And me being a sports analyst, I'm not an NBA connoisseur. I don't know 70% of the head coaches in the NBA. I have no idea. No clue who they are. It's a player-run league. So the NBA, for me personally, has a lot of work to do before I tune in with something that's supposed to be competitive sports. Because it's no fun to watch. It's not entertaining for me watching LeBron. And last night, that Pelican Lakers game, there were like five to seven Hail Mary balls towards the other side of the court where guys just turned around and dunked it. Like, literally, that is the definition of gym basketball, 24-hour fitness, LA fitness, wherever you go and play. That is pickup ball. That's what it, that's what the NBA seems like. It's just a game of pickup ball. I don't know, man. I don't know how where it goes, but if Caitlin Clark is destroying the NBA, it's going to, that says all you need to know about the state of the current National Basketball Association. I don't know. We'll find out. So 3 million viewers last night peaked out at the WNBA draft. Or two nights, was that last night, two nights ago? Sorry, I'm in St. Louis, been working my butt off. So I'll let you know. I believe it probably did. I would say that more viewers watched the WNBA draft than they did the NBA play-in games. That's going to be brutal. Brutal. So LA wins, they beat New Orleans, they'll play Denver. Golden State loses, they're out, and probably the end of a dynasty, the end of an era for basketball. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green, they may all be gone next year. And Sacramento will play the – Sacramento is going to play the New Orleans Pelicans and for one more chance to get into the playoffs. Let me see when they play. Tonight's games feature the Philadelphia 76ers at home taking on the Heat. Heat are 46-36, 76ers 47-35. Should be a good game. And we'll see if Joel Embiid, how healthy he is, if he can play. And then the Hawks and the Bulls. Both these teams massively under 500. Both these teams losing records at home. Both these teams losing records on the road. I just, man. All right. Your highlight of the night is Hawks and Bulls with Trae Young and DeMar DeRozan. Okay. Who's the head coach of the Hawks? Anybody? 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 Yeah. Okay. And I know some people are probably listening to this podcast thinking, what an idiot, what an idiot. Dude, I am in the majority here, not the minority when it comes to this. If you're a basketball connoisseur and you watch the NBA all the time, I completely understand. But not a lot of people know who the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks is. Just saying. Both these teams under 500 and both fighting for a chance to go to the next round. Kings and Pelicans will play at 8:30 on Friday. Everybody has off tomorrow. So, and then you'll have basketball Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's all confusing. I'm not really going to get into who's playing who, when and where, whatnot. Dude, it's just wait till it all pans out and plays out. If you're a fan of any of these teams, I guess go ahead and watch. All right, guys, already got into Caitlin Clark and the WNBA draft. Obviously, she went number one. There was a lot of it looked cool, man. These girls were dressed phenomenal. You rarely see these girls outside of their basketball unis and being competitive. And obviously, when you're in a competitive nature, you're not, you're not all makeup and dressed up. Some of these girls looked bomb. They looked, I mean, woo. And I didn't know the one girl was God sister to Steph Curry, blonde hair girl, the tall girl that got drafted. I forgot what round she went in. But it was awesome. Great night for the WNBA. Probably their best night ever. They've had their best months ever. Probably their best year run. It all started last year with Caitlin Clark, and then it just steamrolled into this year. And look, the college women's college hoops and the WNBA having a great run right now. Fantastic run. Good for them. Good for them. What else we got? I'm not really going to get into the hockey playoffs because, dead honest, I don't know much about it. I know there was some controversial stuff that happened last night, and maybe we'll talk about it on Friday because I got a travel day tomorrow, so I'll be back on Friday. What happened today in sports history? Brought to you by Christian's Tailgate. Go to christianstailgate.com. Look, today's National Crawfish Day. Get up there, grab some crawfish, grab a drink. Award-winning hamburgers, go to christiantailgate.com, find one near you. And also, Bailey Roofing and Construction, 281-961-2872. Storms have been absolutely ridiculous lately. Go to gb@baileyroofingconstruction.com. And then, of course, Austin Bauer over there, Diamond Auto Spa. Go to diamondautospa.com or Diamond Auto HTX on your social media outlets. 346-319-5961. Diamond Auto Spa. I like that. Today in sports history, let's get into it. And then I got to go to work, man. I got to get out here and do some other stuff. 1860. What is this? Oh, my gosh. Champion of England Tom Sayers and American John Heenan fight out a brutal 2 hours and 27-minute draw. Police stopped the fight, acknowledged as first world title bout. Wow. In 1860, the first world title bout, 2 hours, 27 minutes. It doesn't even say there were rounds. They just went at it. There's no rounds. They just went at it for two and a half hours. Police had to stop the fight. A draw. That's interesting. It looks like David and Goliath. There's a little drawing here. Very interesting. I did not know any of that. 1925, New York Yankee Babe Ruth has ulcer surgery. Maybe the beginning of his decline. By the way, Babe Ruth's salary was like $80,000 in 1925. And I believe that Caitlin Clark's salary for the Indiana Fever this year is $70,000. So she makes as much as Babe Ruth did in 1925. Just saying, to take with that as you will. By the way, go to Sports with Balls on all your social media outlets. I posted something like that yesterday, and people are having a blast with it. If you like some good back and forth banter, get over there. Get over there. 1934, Fenway Park in Boston reopens after major renovation. Though it didn't help the Red Sox, who lost to the Washington Senators 6-5 that day. Joe Louis KOs Jack Rope in 1939. 1947, Jackie Robinson got his first major league hit. And if you don't know, Jackie Robinson's first major league hit was a bunt. True story, man. The guy was fast. His first major league hit was a bunt. 1951, Mickey Mantle's first game. He goes 1-for-4. What else we got? Boston Marathon stuff. In 1968, the A's first game in Oakland Alameda Stadium, and they lost 4-1 to the Baltimore Orioles. The reason I bring that up, the Oakland A's are a disaster. As much changed. y'all all hate Mark McGwire, man, but that was the highlight of the Oakland A's entire franchise was Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco, Bash Brothers in Oakland. I bring that back. I'm not going to sit here and say bring back steroids in baseball, but man. That was fun to watch. I'm just saying, that was a blast to watch. And all these guys are getting hurt these days in baseball. It's very strange because baseball players are getting hurt with their elbows, pitching obviously being the main key factor there. And you would think with sports science today, like you got basketball players, football players playing into their 40s. But in baseball, you know, 20-year-old kids have major, major elbow shoulder problems from throwing the baseball. Is it because of overexposure? I mean, basketball players seem to be fine in their late 30s now and sometimes into the 40s. And then you have football players. And I granted, there's exceptions to the rule, and maybe some of those are. But you would think with sports medicine that these guys wouldn't be hurt as much. All five starting pitchers for the Houston Astros are hurt. All having some sort of discomfort in elbows, shoulders, whatever you want. So and there's been much speculation here lately about how much pitchers are pitching. You've got Spencer Strider now out for Atlanta. Starting pitching is an issue in baseball right now. Huge issue. And I would just think with the way that sports science is or with rehabilitation stuff and with some of these players like Brady playing way into his 40s and wanting to even come back, and you've got LeBron doing what he's doing in the NBA, and there's a lot of players playing way later in their careers because of breakthroughs in technology. I wonder why it hadn't transferred to the pitching mound in Major League Baseball. All right, back on this day in sporting events. In 1976, the NL's greatest comeback, trailing 12-1, Philadelphia Phillies beat Chicago Cubs 18-16 in 10 innings at Wrigley Field. Mike Schmidt hit 4 consecutive home runs. That is pretty gangster. Nolan Ryan in 1983 struck out his 3,500th batter on this day in 1983. I don't think Nolan Ryan's strikeout record will ever be touched. Julius Erving scored his 30,000th point in 1987. Boston Marathon, Senior PGA, Boston Marathon. Matthew Brodeur, second NHL goalie to score in a playoff game in 1997. That's it. That's all I got for today. All right, guys, man. Thank you for paying attention to Sports with Balls. I had to get one in. I told you I would. I may be off tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. If you missed any of this, get to Sports with Balls on your podcast. I'll put it up right when this show is over, which is right about right now. Thank you guys for staying tuned. I'm Jeff Michael. This is Sports with Balls.